Location, location, location. That's the term used a lot in real estate, but it's also now applying to physical therapy. Joanna Kahn joins us right after this to tell you why.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Okay, we're back with Joanna Kahn. She is our guest today on PT Talker. Thank you for joining us, Joanna.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Hey, we're talking to you. You are in Park City, Utah, and you own Personal PT. And what's your tagline again? I know you told me.
Physical therapy tailored to you and your location.
Yes, and that's why I said location in the at the top of the show, because you're doing things a little bit different. You are considering yourself kind of an outpatient physical therapist model, but you are taking your skills and your wares to the patient, either in their home or their office, or even, I think you said, even the hotel rooms, if that's where you find your patient. Tell us a little bit about what's going on here. How are you different than everyone else?
Well, I think that the traditional home health model has been a wonderful one that's helped a lot of people, you know, post-operatively or who can't leave their house. But I really found a need to go see people in the environments where they spend so much time, whether it's their work, their office, or their house, and really to evaluate that environment and see how that may be contributing to the impairments that they are presenting with. And not to mention, it's incredibly convenient for the patient, trying to make it as easy as possible to fit physical therapy into their life. I like to call it real-life physical therapy.
Yeah. So now let's be clear for our listeners. Your model tends to be built on a non-insurance model. You are obviously able to keep your overhead very low, and so you are not relying on insurance. Rather, your patients are paying for your services, whether it's dealing with an injury or helping them to avoid injury. How is all that working for you?
It's working out really well, actually. One of the factors which led me into this realm of physical therapy was I was a traveling physical therapist, and I found certain limitations in terms of people's recoveries due to either financial restrictions or insurance-based restrictions. They were limited on their number of visits, or there was a financial cap. And
So in essence, they were not getting all of the therapy you felt they should have. Is that kind of your point there?
Exactly.
Okay, all right, yeah. Okay. So?
So I decided that I would become a cash-based business and work with individuals and keep my overhead low because I don't have an office. I have a space people can come to if need be. But by going to their houses or their hotels, I don't have to rely on paying rent bills and things of that sort. So it's actually worked out really, really well.
So you can be a little less or a little more cost-effective, and someone who was looking at a copay of $40 with their insurance and saying, I can't do that for 12 times, you can maybe be something that's a little bit more realistic.
Right, and I may be more expensive than certain people's copays, but what I have found with these treatments is the fact that I get that time, one-on-one with them, individualized care, and I'm always the provider working with them, so you get that consistency, that I've been able to actually see people less frequently. So that makes it a little bit more cost-effective.
Okay. And I think you were telling us off-air that you certainly work on if someone has an injury, but you're also finding that patients seem to be very interested in prevention and staying well, things that you can do or teach them that will help them to live a healthier lifestyle, not reoccur those kind of things. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm so fortunate to live in the community that I live in. I live in Park City, Utah, which tends to be very active, and I am myself. And so when I go in and see somebody, I think physical therapists develop their own foundations and principles upon which they work, one of which for me is looking at the whole body. Just because they have an elbow injury doesn't mean the joints above and below aren't affected or that it's not coming from their left knee. So in doing so, and when I have these times to really get to know the patients, I can work on all those stories and really explain to them the value of prevention. And people around here don't like to be injured, and I don't think anybody really does. So by really understanding and incorporating that into their program, people have really been happy with that. And I just had somebody yesterday say, wow, I just discharged them. They said, you've really opened my eyes, and I really appreciate it. And I feel like I'm going to be a lot healthier from here on out. And that can range from anybody who's injured and trying to get better to somebody who isn't injured and wants to come up, especially people say who are coming for a ski vacation and they haven't skied in a while. And they, particularly women, you know, who tear their ACLs more than men, how do they ski and protect their ACL? How do they do yoga and protect their ACL? So really incorporating that into their real life and their recreational activities.
Yeah. Now, I know this is somewhat of a new venture for you, and some, maybe we could call it an experiment. How is the business model of all this coming together for you?
It's coming together really well, and I have to admit that I am really loving the business side and seeing things grow. I've always been very committed to the communities that I've lived in, and so I feel good about, you know, the business part of bringing health to the community. But it's the wonderful thing is that I'm able to keep my costs low as well. I mean, it depends on what kind of therapist you are, but I am a manual therapist, but it's also real-life physical therapy. So how do you fit it into their home? So instead of buying stairs for a clinic, I can use the stairs at their house.
Uh-huh.
So it's actually worked out really well, and it's about buying the equipment that you need when you need it instead of getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah. So what kind of equipment do you take then on a typical run out to see your next patient today? What will you have with you?
I usually have a little backpack with my ultrasound electrical stim machine in there. I have my hot and cold packs. I have my physical therapy treatment table, so with a headrest and a massage table. And then I select depending on the patients, but I have Bosu balls, TheraBands, which pack up incredibly nicely. I have a device called Gym in a Bag, which has been fantastic for me. It can fit in the suitcase. It's really small. You just attach it to a drawer jam, and it works like a free motion machine, incredibly versatile.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it just depends. But that's kind of where I am at this point. I feel like I've been able to do everything I need to at this point.
Now, how do you do a hot and cold pack? How do you do that?
Well, I have these cold packs. They have, like, thermogels, which you can put in a microwave, or I bring packs in a cooler that I have already frozen.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then a lot of times after I see a patient, I'll have them actually create an ice cup at home if I know I'm going to do an ice massage on them. That way it's all about empowering the patient, teaching them what they can do. So then they show them how to do the ice massage, and then they have it at their house.
Okay.
So it's been really wonderful. I mean, I find that I have to bring less stuff than I thought I would initially.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned, I think, a little bit that you do have a place where a patient could come see you. Are you utilizing that at all, or how would you use that instead of just going to their office or their home?
It just depends on the patient. Sometimes they would prefer to be out of their house, for example, if there are a lot of distractions around, but it's still a home environment where they can transfer or assimilate that environment to their home environment, so it's pretty easy to figure out how they do it at their house.
So yeah. It's not a typical physical therapy clinic where you would take them?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm.
No, it's the house, yes.
So, Joanna, if someone wanted to contact you, they certainly could send an email to me at feedback@pttalker.com, but I'll bet you have a website. Would you go ahead and let all of our listeners know what that website is?
Happily. It's www.personalptparkcity.com.
And I'm sure on that website, everyone, there's not only a way to contact you, but everyone can find out more about your growing business.
Absolutely. Hopefully they'll go and check it out.
Yeah. And then what plans do you have to expand your business? What kind of things are you looking at for the future?
Oh, goodness, it's really exciting and overwhelming at the same time as a first-time business owner. But I would really like to branch out a little bit more on the preventive side. I would like to work with corporations and local businesses about posture, and I really believe that so many of the impairments we see today are due to our lifestyles, and a lot of our lifestyles spent at work. So where is the computer placed? Where is the mouse? So, it, you know, a lot of it has to do with ergonomics, but also set them up with a plan for postural exercises that they can do at work, which helps prevent the workers from having pain, and then it lowers the company's health care insurance costs because they won't have those claims.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, Joanna, it sounds very exciting. I don't think you could have picked a more beautiful place or a better place to start your business, Park City, Utah. I know that's one of my favorite places.
I agree.
Where did you come from before?
I actually came from Vermont. So I'm used to close-knit communities and spent some time in Boston working at Beth Israel Hospital and then traveled my way out here and have settled wonderfully. It's a wonderful community, and I feel very fortunate to be here.
Excellent. Okay. We'll have to send a copy of this to the local Chamber of Commerce. You sound like a great advocate for them. You have been listening to Joanna Kahn, physical therapist. She is the owner of Personal PT, which is a mobile therapy company that brings brings the treatment right to your home, your office, or even in a tourist area like Park City, Utah, your hotel room. So, Joanna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Yes, and want to remind everyone that if you would like to hear previous episodes of PT Talker, you can find us on iTunes or simply go to our website at pttalker.com. This is Jeff Worrell, and it's been my pleasure to bring to you another expert this week, as we do each and every week on PT Talker. If you'd like to reach Joanna or have any comments or want to say anything about what you've heard today, you can certainly do that at feedback@pttalker.com. I'll be happy to forward those comments on to Joanna, or at the bottom of our right below this posting, you have an area where you can go ahead and put in your comments as well. So I hope you feel as good about helping someone get well today as we do at bringing you the expertise. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.